All right, guys. Life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are recapping every single thing that we learned in season 5. We talked all things body betrayal. We looked at every element of body betrayal trauma. Okay. We talked about what is that? What is it to have not just embodied trauma? Because we know that traumatic events are stored and held in the body, okay? Has anybody read The Body Keeps Score? I hear it's a great book. Yours truly has not read it yet, but it is on my list of things to do. But we do know this. We know that things are stored on a cellular level, and we want to really honor that. When we can do some body-focused work, we really can move to this next level of healing and rejuvenation and self-discovery. So we looked at what is body betrayal and breaking that down. How could you possibly be one of the individuals, many individuals who have endured body betrayal trauma and have not recognized it or sought to fully address it? A lot of us will sadly go to our graves having not addressed the trauma that we carry in our bodies or any of the multiple incidents of body betrayal over the lifespan. Okay. I don't want that for you. And that's why I have focused a lot of energy and effort into addressing this as a betrayal trauma, like many other betrayals that we have in our life. So in this season, we talked about the 4 core stages of body betrayal trauma, and we went not extremely into depth, but we did talk about body betrayal trauma and the core stages that I developed as the process of healing from body betrayal trauma. And I want to highlight it's a process. It is a price. This is not like check the boxes. I did this stage. I say this all the time with people working the 12 steps of recovery. It's not a checkbox. You know, you'll go back to the first step every day of your life to some degree, you know, when you're triggered, when you have a craving. So yes, these can be bounced around and we'll do a lot of work. And sometimes we're in, you know, kind of straddling 2 stages for a little bit, and that is normal and that is natural, and it is a process. But we did talk about the 4 core stages, and we talked about some life-giving, positive healing exercises that you also might engage in as you are going through this process. In each of the four core stages, okay, the first one being grieving the loss, and we move all the way to restoration, okay, release and then restoration. We move through the process. During this, do some great exercises of healing that I have established in each of the stages, 10 tasks that you would like to engage and move through that will guide you into the next stage of recovery and healing. So we did not go into that much depth where it's like we introduced the stages and we talked about why they are so important in the process of recovery and healing and restoration, right, from body betrayal trauma. But we did not address each of the 10 tasks in each stage. So that's 40 total tasks. So if you are interested, okay, if this has resonated with you on a cellular, deep, embodied level, please reach out to us because we would like to talk to you more about going deeper with it. Dive deeper into all of the tasks that will help guide you through the process. Okay, it's important work. We linked in the show notes to my story of body betrayal. We also talked about all the many different forms of body betrayal that someone might endure over the lifespan, okay? We talked about chronic illness. We talked about dis-ease. We talked about disease. We talked about addiction, okay? We talked about disordered eating, and we talked about injury, okay? Accidents. All types of different infertility, sexual dysfunction, the things that come out of unresolved trauma and experienced over time. We talked about the aging process and hormonal shifts, okay? All of those things can allow or bring about a fragmentation between your interpersonal self and the body. Okay. And when there is that fragmentation, you are looking at some type of trauma. It is a betrayal trauma because you have come to trust and you have come to depend upon this body. Okay. And, you know, does our body willingly betray us? Absolutely not. It is not intentional. Your body is the most important or one of the most important parts of you, you know, and it's designed to be fully online and fully integrated with all the parts of self, okay? And we talk about bringing the parts of self into alignment, bringing them back online, reincorporating them. This is so important, and that's what we do throughout the stages of the recovery process. So these are the things that we talk about this season. And we had some wonderful mindful meditations that I think can also aid in the process. So rewind it. Go back. Listen to these episodes. Listen to them over and over. The ones that really hit home. The ones that resonate on that deep level. Listen to them again. Okay? And see how deep you are willing to go today to uncover, expose, address, and accept and treat the body betrayal trauma that might be carried. Remembering that, yes, our bodies love us. They love us. They want to come back online. But when there is that trauma, that fragmentation, it's offline. It's not connected. And as I've mentioned before, that relationship between self and body is paramount. There is not anything much more important than that. I've mentioned in this season that, yes, we can't anticipate that we will be hurt or injured and betrayed in relationships throughout our life, but we don't really anticipate that happening with our body. We're not really prepared. And because it is such a close and intimate relationship, the wound is deep, and it's important to really look at it and address it. And now I would like to offer you some of the mic drop moments that happened in season 5. Thanks so much for being with us, and I'm already getting really encouraged and very excited and motivated about season 6. So I want to let you know it is approved, it is on the way, and the content is already developed, and it is super exciting. So I can't wait to see you guys in season 6. Bye for now. We need to be very clear how we feel about our emotions so that we can work through this ambivalence. Because in reality, it is strength. It is courage. It is resilience. It is everything amazing and wonderful about you that allows you to face your body betrayal, that allows you to come up against it, to face it, to work through it, to own it, to recover from it. You will know when you have moved into a place of release because you will be willing to deliberately and very actively start to shed all of this negative emotion and resentment and embitterment and unforgiveness that you have towards yourself and towards others as it's associated with your body. This is betrayal trauma to the umpteenth degree when it's happening within the body, the one thing that you can trust, right? The one thing that you had come to depend on consistently every day. Like I had come to depend on my bladder every day. I trusted it. I didn't know that I trusted it because I trusted it that much. You know, that's the thing with our body. We don't even know how much we depend on it. We don't know how much we trust it until something's wrong, until something doesn't work anymore. And our world can come crashing down around that. But it's a series of events that we are coming to grips with. And when that happens, yeah, our head and our heart and our gut go offline. I know it's strange, right? That we're talking about body as separate from self. But guess what? We have to separate it because that's where you are if you've experienced that severing, that betrayal with body. Once there is that betrayal trauma, there is a severing, there is a separation. So at this phase, there's still two separate parts, body and self. And we are looking to fuse those back together, either for the first time, if you experience a lot of childhood trauma, and for some people, it's a restoration, you know, a reunification, if you will, of body and self. It's one thing to have another human being gaslight you, but when your body is gaslighting you, let me tell you, that's super confusing. And I'll just use the example of menopause, for instance. Have you ever seen somebody just start to break out into a full-on sweat, anxiety, panic sets in, and they start looking at everybody in the room, just fanning themselves and saying, are you hot? Are you hot? Are you hot? Are you hot? Like, that is your body gaslighting you.
Do you think New Year's resolutions is just people setting themselves up to fail?
I think it is for a lot of people because of the mindset that they're in. Yeah.
I think it's a belief that change comes a lot easier than what it really does.
I think it's denial and self-deception. I mean, I think people want things to happen, and if they had a magic wand, yes, that would be the result, but they're not willing to do the work necessary to achieve these goals.
When I try to break it down a little bit in my head, and what the conclusion I come to is, what you're really asking yourself to do, and I don't think people realize that, it's you're asking yourself to exit and create a new comfort zone.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, again, your nervous system is going to be very resistant. Mm-hmm. You know, so naturally resistance comes up because you're asking your nervous system to respond the same way it did to new stimuli. I know we've talked this season about body betrayal, but it's not just betrayal of the body. It's not just how we've injured self and how other people have injured the body, how the body has not responded or caused damage to us. It's also about society and what it tells us about the bodies we live in. Okay, so I wanted to have an episode just to focus a little bit more on that. and challenge those faulty beliefs, those very limiting and nasty beliefs that you have to have a certain body composition to be okay. That is a load of malarkey, as my dad would say. It's just a bunch of malarkey. It is absolutely untrue. The body you have is the body that is designed, and it tells a story. It tells a story about where you've been. Okay? It doesn't necessarily dictate where you're going, but it's beautiful. It's you. It is something to be honored. It's something to be known. It's something to be focused on. It's something to be celebrated. And there's nothing wrong with it. You are okay as you sit right now. Nothing needs to change for you to be okay.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.